Elissa Walker-Campbell, I want to welcome you into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios here in Houston, Texas. And as always, we have got you covered over the next 2 hours. Tonight, our leadoff guest who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line is, I would say, the golden voice of ESPN, who did a magnificent job, I would say, just a few weeks ago, filling in for the Splash Brothers, Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith on First Take. It's so good to have Freddie Coleman back with us on this Friday night. Good evening, Freddie.
Good evening. How are you, Alyssa?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Always anxious to catch up, and we certainly have so much to dive into. And let's start off our conversation with the sudden retirement of Chris Borland, his decision to retire from the NFL over health concerns and head injury. What was your reaction when you heard the news?
Well, of course, like everybody else, I think I was completely surprised that somebody who really had a terrific rookie season and many people believe was going to be that next great San Francisco linebacker decided to call it a career after only 1 year. But the more and more I was able to dive into the story, you know what, you can't play in the National Football League and be in a half-stepping kind of way or having a lack of focus, especially at that position. And he was concerned about not only his mental health, but that he would not have the focus out there because he was so concerned about it. So I applaud his decision because I don't want somebody to feel they have to do something because society wants them to or their friends and family want them to or you feel that you're letting people down if you don't do it. He made a decision that he wanted to make sure that I'm going to do something that I really want to do and I'm going to be 100% committed to it. And at this point in my life, that's not the National Football League. So I understand why he did it. I applaud why he did it. And you know what? I don't think he's going to be less of a success for making this decision.
Freddie, how big of a concern should this be to the NFL, the recent trend of five players at age 30 or younger that have retired this year?
The NFL will take a look at it, but let's be honest. When you're that kind of behemoth, when you're going to make anywhere from 9 to 10 to $15 billion per year, part of the contract that the owners and players have signed with each other and the revenue that you're going to get from every network and people playing fantasy football, people betting on the National Football League. Mm-hmm. This is another glitch. This is another bump in the road of the National Football League because these players made these decisions based on what they feel was going to be personally best for them. And if they felt that was worried about concussions or from Patrick Wilson's standpoint, from his standpoint, worried about his legs and his feet being relatively healthy the rest of his life, the NFL will look at that and say, we respect their decision, but we know that the league is not going to stop because it continues to grow in popularity. And I know numbers are down when it comes to youth participation and youth football in this country, but there are going to be plenty of people that are going to want to play in the National Football League. For every one person that decides not to play football, there are 500 other young men that will say, I'll take his spot. I want to be a part of his spot. So the NFL, I don't think, is going to be concerned about this because they believe the players made a conscious decision and they made that decision on their own.
Yeah, there always will be a volume of players that will be ready to take their place. But what about the NFL fans, their perspective? I mean, should you expect more players to start retiring early than exposing themselves to this type of head trauma?
You know, I don't think so. And to be honest with you, and maybe we're different, but a lot of fans don't care. As long as you give them their football on Sunday night, on Sunday afternoon, on Monday, their thought process, I think, and I don't have the right numbers, I don't have accurate numbers, but I get the sense, Alyssa, that a lot of fans are thinking, this is what you signed up for. You knew what you were getting involved in when you decided to want to play in the National Football League and be a part of that. Just make sure we're entertained every Sunday, every Monday, and Thursday night football. Now, I will say this. I don't want to hear the National Football League talk about that their league is safer and you throw numbers at us where concussions are down over the last 3 years. That doesn't take into account how many knee injuries and leg injuries have been suffered because guys are going a lot lower because they can't go above the chest or anywhere near the chest for fear of being penalized. So the league is just as violent, just as physical, just as much a collision sport as it ever was before. But I think the casual fan, the hardcore fan, they're thinking, you know what, this is what you signed up for. If I don't want my son to play football, that's one thing. But that's not going to stop my love and from me from watching football.
You are listening to the voice of Freddie Coleman of ESPN, the Freddie Coleman Show, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always so fun to catch up with him. And you know, I have to tell you, this has been a big debate in the Campbell household. I'm the mother of two sons. We've got high-energy boys. You know, we've really encouraged our boys to pursue golf, and they've actually, you know, done very well, participated, in fact, in the World Championships the past couple of years in Pinehurst, North Carolina. But our youngest wants to play football in the fall, and I hesitate with that, with just so much of the information that is coming out. And it's not something I can gloss over.
Right, and you shouldn't gloss it over because when it all comes right down to it, Alyssa, that is your child that you have to worry about and maintain the safety of your child. I think any parent worth their weight in salt would have that kind of concern with the concussion problems that we've seen in not just the National Football League, but at any level of football. And, yeah, it comes down to trying to make things as safe as possible with equipment, but the head is not made to play football. That being said, we're seeing a lot more concussions in soccer. A lot of parents have had their kids play soccer instead of football. We're seeing those kind of injuries. When you're going to play sports, injuries are going to be commonplace. There's no way of getting around that, whether it's a collision sport like the National Football League, whether it's basketball. We've seen injuries happen in basketball. We've seen a lot more ACL injuries with young women playing in basketball. Mm-hmm. So you can't get away from the injury aspect. But I know if I'm a parent, if my kid wants to play football, I don't want to deny him or even her the opportunity to do that, because we've seen young girls that have a chance to play Pop Warner football in this country. But you have to make sure that safety is going to be paramount, and not just with the equipment, but a lot of the safety has to come from how the kids are being taught, how they're being taught to tackle, how they're being taught to block, how they're being taught to run patterns. And that starts not only with the parents, but that has to be with the coaches. And if the coaches are not doing the proper thing, then the parents should speak up and say, hey, you're not doing my kid any favors because you don't know what you're doing, and I'm not going to have my kid put at risk because you don't have the right idea or have the right teaching and the wherewithal to make sure it's done properly.
Oh, Freddie, you bring up so many great points. So what do you think the NFL should or can do to be able to instill more confidence in so many of the families and the players to kind of put their mind at ease?
Boy, that's a really good question. And honestly, I don't know if there's anything they can do, because the NFL knows a big part of their sport is the fact that people love to see people get hit. That's why boxing was so popular in this country from the early 1900s until the 80s and 90s when Mike Tyson was ruling the roost, because people like to see a barbaric and gladiator atmosphere when it comes to their sports. That's why hockey fans get really hot and bothered when people criticize their sport, because that's what they love about that
right,
sport, the
right.
physical and the violent nature that goes along with it.
Yeah.
And the NFL is not any different from boxing. It's not any different from hockey. It's not any different from having that warrior-like mentality, and people want to see that. They want to be entertained. To use that line from Russell Crowe in Gladiator, are we going to be entertained? Well, yes, we are, because the NFL provides that.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's anything that the NFL can do, because they know what their sport is all about. They know why their sport continues to be glamorized and fantasized by a lot of people in this country. They just have to make sure that whatever problems that they could prevent, they have to be proactive instead of reactive. And I think that's something I want to see from not only Roger Goodell, the commissioner, but from D'Amore Smith, who is the leader of the NFL Players Association.
How big of a hit do you think was this for the 49ers with Borland making this decision?
Oh, it's been like Groundhog Day, Alyssa, for that organization. Ever since Jim Harbaugh
right.
was forced out, and he went to the University of Michigan. Patrick Willis, he retires. Miller, their tight end, he gets in trouble in the domestic violence situation. You have Chris Borland. It seemed like every time you turn around, Trent Baalke, the general manager, and your family are thinking, okay, what's going to be next? Because it has not been a lot of positivity with this organization in the offseason, trying to be the elite football team they had been for the last 3 out of 4 years, when Jim Harbaugh was taking care of things and making sure this team was going to run along. So this is another hit that they're going to have to overcome. And you have to wonder, how much closer are they to starting over instead of just trying to tread water than maybe a lot of us realize, or maybe that they realize, because there's so many things that you have to replace so many people. You're going to need wide receivers, because Michael Crabtree is a free agent, even though he didn't set the world on fire. You need to replace the leadership in that locker room, because Frank Gore is now in Indianapolis. Patrick Willis has retired, and Navarro Bowman, we don't know when he's going to come back. They're the other outstanding linebacker. And I still think the specter of Jim Harbaugh is over this organization, and until they win, and if they win, that's not going to go away from the 49ers.
ESPN's Freddie Coleman with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are up against the clock, and when we come back, we will get into some NBA talk with Freddie Coleman. Stay close.